This episode of Standard Orbit is brought to you by Audible.com, offering more than 150,000 titles for smartphone, tablet, and desktop. To get a free audiobook of your choice, visit audibletrial.com/trekfm. And also by Enterprise in Space. Find out how you can help science and education and become a virtual crew member aboard the NSS Enterprise Orbiter. Visit enterpriseinspace.org.
Welcome, everyone, to Standard Orbit, Trek FM's dedicated podcast that covers the original and new adventures of Captain Kirk and crew. I am Ken Tripp.
And I am Zach Moore, and we have had an incredible launch and run with Standard Orbit, and we thought it appropriate to stop all engines, secure our moorings, stand down ship operations, and take a few minutes to thank all of you for your support and friendship appropriately enough during our Thanksgiving holiday. Here in the States, that is. I know we have lots of international listeners, but here in the great old US of A, we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the at the end of November. Ken.
That's right. So when our friends Norm and Jeff had to leave the show and we were teamed up, Zach and I here, who knew if the chemistry would work and if we'd be able to host a mature show on a network like Standard Orbit? And I'll tell you, Zach, it's been great working with you. I could not be happier with the great part of all of this. And it all starts with the foundation that Drew and Mike put together along with Jeff and Norm. It truly is a great functional family here. And I know Zach and I are very proud to continue the legacy and journey of this show.
Yeah, definitely. When I was just a mere listener of Trek FM, Standard Orbit was always one of my favorite shows. So it's a great honor to carry on the legacy here for Star Trek's original series. We have a unique show here, Ken. As we said before, we get to talk about the old Star Trek. We get to talk about the new Star Trek because of the Kelvin timeline film. So it's really I really enjoyed being a custodian of this podcast here. And if it wasn't for the friendship and the comments we receive on the Babel conference, it would be like talking into the void. Like cyberspace. You're not knowing when ET is going to get his phone home or reply to. So we really appreciate all of the back and forth and comments and just encouragement and just everything, all the feedback we get from all our friends on the Babel conference. So we like to call out and acknowledge our partners, supporters, and friends for Standard Orbit.
We have such great friends on the network. And what has been really exciting has been meeting a lot of you out there and the communications we've had. And I learned a long time ago to always wish good people success and never make it about you, and then the blessings will come. And I'll tell you, it's really true. Because if you look at the new crew members we have, even on Earl Grey or To the Journey, they're all good friends relieving good people who've completed their tours.
Right. And it all starts with acknowledging and thanking our publisher and our executive and associate producers for Trek FM and Standard Orbit itself. Christopher Jones, of course, the founder and leader of Trek FM, Matt Rushing, Charlene Schmidt, Norm Lau, Aaron Harvey, Richard Rutledge, and the great Renee Roberts, along with our predecessors, as we mentioned before, Drew, Mike, Norm, Jeff. There is a solid foundation for Standard Orbit with the great work of this team.
Yeah, and the large amount of financing and time dedicated to put the show on the air by the team Zach mentioned is so appropriate, and it's hard to fully express it. One of Zach's my favorite things is the conversations with our friends on the Babel conference and actually meeting many of the listeners and now podcasters on the network. And we had the pleasure of meeting with Richard Marquez and Jennifer Cherry. They're a great couple. And that was such a good time. I wish they could have stayed for the full 4 days, but they were off to California. And then Amy Nelson, known as Uberfan, that whole week when we were out there, is now coasting with Richard and Lee Hutchinson for Earl Grey. I mean, that's unbelievable. And the original Earl Grey crew, they were all there in Vegas as well.
Yeah, that was a great just touchstone for the network and then for us personally, because it was the first time that many of us had met in person. And, just talking for me personally, Star Trek Las Vegas was kind of the beginning of my transition into a regular host here on the network. So that's just like, it's just an awesome time. And just even just moving on forward, doing the podcast with everybody, it's like reliving all those fun times we had in Vegas together. So it's just this great nexus of everything Star Trek, a touch point there. And, and then, of course, Brandon Shea Matilla, our two-time guest, and he'll be back in the future. We have so much fun talking Trek with Brandon, the most positive Trekkie I know.
He is. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He is a true fan, and he just loves all things Trek. And he scored, I don't know how many interviews that week, right? I mean, he was like a Trek reporter running around there with his little mics.
He's truly our ambassador.
He really is. He's just an all-around good guy, and he just, you know, he just has this very optimistic approach to everything, much like the universe we're trying to mirror with our fandom of Star Trek.
Absolutely. And, you know, and so many of you guys we met at Las Vegas or we talked to on a consistent basis on the Babel conference or comments, anything like that. So we just want to give a quick shout out to all of our friends out there. Greg Mulby, who we met at Star Trek Las Vegas, Christopher Baca, Haley Stoddard, who we also met at Star Trek Las Vegas, Brandon Krause, Tim Hands, Tony Black, my friend from the X-Cast, who has been on Standard Orbit here with me, reporting our reporter for Star Trek Destination Europe. C. Rouse, Andrew Gallagher, Mike Zitnar, excuse me.
Yeah, don't get that wrong.
Mike Zitnar.
It's Michael Zitnar. Yeah, he's part of my unit when we deployed, so I know Michael well. Yeah.
Awesome. Nicholas Anastasio. Now, I know that I've read your name before, and I don't know if we pronounced it right or not, but I love your Planet of the Apes avatar you had for a while, Nicholas. I remember you from that, and he had some great things to say as well. Lee Benjamin. Davis Grayson, Suzanne Williamson, the new To the Journey co-host. So, you know, so more of our friends is moving up through the ranks. It's great to see that. Floyd Dorsey, who does Warp 5. Bill Sweet, my friend Jimmy Goss. Thanks a lot, Jimmy, for supporting me here on Trek FM. Robbie Schaffner, Justin Oser. I mean, the list goes on.
It does. And what we've really done, what we've done this weekend is, Zach and I, you know, we went through all the long threads. We've had some great threads on the Babel conference. And yeah, we're looking at all the folks that really contributed, gave us some great ideas and engaged in some great conversation. So onward with that, we had Carlos Figueroa, we had Brent Lonsway, Trey Womack, Joe Saltzman, Paul Menansala, I hope I got that right. Forgive me, Paul, if I didn't. Dylan Exner, Matt Charleston, Fred Archer, John Carter.
Of Mars.
That's right. Now, this is a tricky last name for me. So Bree Elizabeth Bulkey, I think. K. Elizabeth Shaw, the other new co-host of To the Journey.
To the Journey.
Our friends at Metatrex, Brian Morrison and Zach Frueling, now of To the Journey as well. Look at this, man.
To the Journey.
It just keeps going. Dan Gunther and Bruce Gibson at Literary Treks. Christine Smith, our first guest and author that we got to interview on the show. So I guess if, you know, what we're doing today is just taking, like I said, a few seconds and what Zach said, just taking a few seconds to acknowledge you folks. And if we missed any of our listeners that we have regular conversations with on the Babel conference, well, first of all, I apologize. We apologize. And let us know, because we want to give you the shout out you deserve and recognize for your participation.
Yeah, and you guys are really what make it happen. I mean, of course, we love talking Star Trek, and we would talk Star Trek if no one listened or if, you know, 100,000 people listened, right? But just knowing that people are out there and listening to all you have to say and think it's good is very encouraging, you know? So we always appreciate it. It's always, whenever you get a notification when we post a new episode, I'm always, like, rushing to see what somebody said. And so it's like, you know, opening a present under the Christmas tree, right? What are the listeners going to say next? So just know that we really value what you guys have to say. And you know, you guys really can help us shape the look of the show, really, and the direction of the show, because we want to talk about things you guys want to hear about. So continue to comment and let us know, you know, topics you want to hear us address, and we'd be happy to address them, because, you know, there's 50 years of Star Trek out there, and Standard Orbit touches a lot of it, from, you know, the original series to the Kelvin timeline. You know, we're here to talk about it. So let us know, and we will talk about what you want to hear, guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know, for the last year that I've been part of Standard Orbit, I've seen, I guess, my friendship family increase tenfold, and talking with people that I didn't even know maybe 5-6 months ago, and now we're meeting people, and you're starting to see that connection and a lot of back and forth. And, you know, it's wonderful. And that's the best thing about doing this, is we get an opportunity to meet good people, talk about something we can all agree on for the most part. We might have little discussions here and there. It gets us out of the daily grind and all the things that can, I guess, kind of pull us away from what's good and what's fun and keep things light. So for me, I can't express my appreciation enough for your willingness to listen to the show, to help us continue to make it better. for Christopher for hooking up Zach and I, because like I said at the beginning, and we were talking about, we weren't sure if all this stuff was all going to come together. So he must be some kind of Karnak the Magnificent when he teams all these folks up. And I've heard he's got a history of that, actually. But a lot of the people that started on these shows before did not know each other and had never met each other. In fact, there were people at Trek Vegas who were meeting each other for the first time in 3 years, and they'd been working together that entire time. So what great stories all abound. But from the bottom of our hearts to all the Standard Orbit listeners out there and our friends and our family, we want to wish you a great and happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week for another great episode of Standard Orbit.